Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Veda Introductory, presented by Sri Gopalakrishna Narayanan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
My prams to you. For the last many days, we were discussing about Indian literature in Malayalam language. However, we have explained about Vedas, Brahmanas, Aranyakas, and Upanishads, Vedic literature. This we have described in English. After that, we have gone to Vedangas. Vedanga means the organs of Vedas. Just like if you are considering our body as Veda, our body has got 5 sensory organs and 5 functional organs. Jnanendriya and Karmendriya. Like that, Vedas have got 6 organs. Vedanga. Vedanga means it explains not Vedic mantra, but it explains how Vedas are composed, how the words evolved, how the prosody of Veda mantra is correctly organized, and what are the meanings of each and every word of Veda mantra, and how the Veda mantras are applied in our day-to-day life, and so on. Say for example, Shiksha. Shiksha means it's a bunch of literature known as Shiksha Grandha. It explains fully on how to chant Veda mantra. What should be the space between 2 letters in one word? What should be the time to be given between 2 words in a line? What should be the time given in between 2 lines when you are chanting? And how the Udata, Anudata, Swarida, Reba, Hraswa, Pracheya, Anunasika, Kamba, Dirga, Kamba and Plota. 10 Shrutis of Vedas to be chanted. And the rule connected with chanting the Veda mantra, when it should be chanted, where it should be chanted, how it should be chanted, and when it should not be chanted, where it should not be chanted, all these are explained in Shiksha Grandha. There are 18 literature under Shiksha Grandhas. Shaunaka Shiksha, Yajnavalkya Shiksha, Narayana Shiksha, Valmiki Shiksha, Paniniya Shiksha, and so on are there. Veda mantra cannot be chanted according to the will and wish of the people. Here you can see in Kerala, Malayali Brahmins are there known as Nambudris. They follow Shaunaka Shiksha. In South India, generally Yajnavalkya Shiksha is followed. In North India, Narayana Shiksha is followed while chanting Veda mantra. Several example, Apsume Somo Apravida Yadandar Vishwa Niveshajah Agninja Vishwa Shambhuvam Apascha Vishwa Bheshajihi Apapranita Bheshajam Varudham Tanve. Yokcha suryam indrashe idama vaprabhadayat kinja turidam mayi edvaham avidodroha yadvashyeva udanrutam apo adhyanvacharisham dasena samagasmahi prayasvana agna agahi. This is the way in which the Veda mantra is to be chanted. The space or the time between 2 letters of each word, the time between two words, the time between between two lines and two suktas and so on. Not only that, how to teach the letters to upper level, lower level, normal level, and kamba, dirga kamba, swa, dar nahi tasya hu, abhi, mamagnya, avdasri nandi de navashisham, somindra, ayabada ve, Anunasika will be there. It comes from the nose. Like this, all these rules are given in the Shiksha Grantha. Then comes the Nirukta Grantha. How the Vedic words are formed. Say for example, when I tell Hridayam, Hr means Aharati, accepting. Da means Dadadi, giving. Ayam means circulating. Ayati, Idi, Ayam. Hridayam. Then you see how the word shariram. Shariram means shiryate iti shariraha. What is shiryate? The one which is degrading, one which will be decaying, that is known as shariram. Samudram samat dravate apaha iti samudra. Always keeping the same level of water is known as samudra. So like that, evbhaskara, the phenomenon which gives light for the celestial body is known as Bhaskara, Dinakara. Dinakara means the one which makes the days, Ratrinjara, the one which travels in the night. That is moon. So Dinakara, Bhaskara, these are all connected with the sun. So how the words are formed from its root, that is given in Nirukta Grantha. Vyakarana means it is the third Vedanga. It gives the full grammar that is to be adopted while studying the Veda Mantra. So grammar is explained in Ashtadhyayi or Mahabhashyam, written by Panini. Vyakaranam is there, Shakadayana Vyakaranam is there, Narayana Vyakaranam is there. There are about 18 literature connected with the grammar, and that is known as Vyakarana. Vyakarana is directly connected with the Vedic literature. So how Rig Veda Mantras, Yajur Veda Mantra, Sama Veda Mantra, Adharva Veda Mantra, where the grammar is applied without grammatical mistake, how the words are composed, how they are connected, that is given there. So that is the Panini's Ashtadhyayi. So we have got 6 Vedanga, of which Shiksha comes, how to chant Veda Mantra, Nirukta, how Vedic words are formed, Vyakarana, how Vedic grammar is there formed, and Chanda Shastra is the prosody, how to compose each mantra, Gayatri Chandasa, Brahadi Chandasa, Jagadi Chandasa, Trishtubha Chandasa, Atibrahadi Chandasa, and so on. The prosody, whether it should have 20 letters in one line, 24 letters, 28 letters, 32 letters, 36, 40, 44, 48, 52, and 56. 56 means Ati Jagadi Chandasa. So the Vedic mantras are not composed just like that. One line should have a specific number. If it has got 24 letters, then it is known as Gayatri Chandasa. 28 letters, it has got another name. If one line has got 56 letters, then it is known as Adibrahadi Chandasa. So the Chanda Shastra is the process in which mantra is composed very systematically and also very customatically by the Vedic scholars. Remember that Veda mantras are written by about 210 rishis from Vishwamitra Kula, mainly from Vishwamitra Kula. So they composed the Veda mantras long back, not now, thousands and thousands of years ago, probably something like BC 8000 or so. It appears that the Rig Veda and Yajur Veda attained the present form by about 6000 BC. So you can see the Veda mantras are composed under strict, very specific rules. They are given in Vedanga. So Shiksha, Niruktam, Vyakaranam, Chanda Shastram Then comes the Kalpa Shastra. Kalpa Shastra means how to apply the Veda Mantra in our day-to-day life. Application of Veda Mantras in our day-to-day life. So in our day-to-day life means we have to classify our whole life into four or five parts. How to classify the life into four or five parts? A family member, Grihastha, he has to follow a series of rituals in his day-to-day life. Grihastha, a family member, has to follow series of rituals known as Grihya Sutra, gives these explanations. So, Grihastha's acharas are known as Shodasha Karma. Shodasha Karma means 16 sacrament. Right from Garbhadhanam, procreation, till Antyeshti, keeping the body on the firewood. Till that, 16 sacraments are there. Shodasha Karma. How to perform the Shodasha Karma using Veda Mantra is explained in Grihya Sutra. Sometimes it is called Grihya Shastra also. Shastra means the one which is directing you, the one which is guiding you, the one which is instructing you, the one which is showing you the pathway. That is known as Shastra. Sutra means the one which is giving you big message in small words and small sentences. Sutra means, literally Sutra means the thread. So thread means a small thread is given to you in which a lot of messages are there. Say for example, if I am telling you, barking dog seldom bites. Barking dog seldom bites as a proverb I am telling to you. But it conveys a lot of message, no? Say for example, eka samaye cha ubhayan anavadharanam. This is a sutra given by Patanjali. It is impossible to perceive two complementary properties at a time. This is Heisenberg uncertainty principle. But given as a sutra, jatyandara parinama prakritya purata, evolution of the living being is the rule of the nature. That is given again by Patanjali. And that is a sutra. In one small line, the whole message of evolution is given. Vichi taranga nyayena shabda ulpatti. Shabda ulpatti. The sound waves get generated as waves. Sound produces or get generated as waves. Vichi taranga nyayena shabda ulpatti. The word is clear. So in small lines, small, containing four or five or six words, we can see that the big message of scientific message and philosophical messages are given. That is known as sutra. So Grihya Sutra means or Grihya Shastra means all the that what a family member, a father, mother, son, daughter, wife, husband, they have to perform in the family. That is given in Grihya Sutra. Grihya Sutra is the part of Kalpa Shastra. Grihya Sutra is the part of Kalpa Shastra. We have got four major parts in Kalpa Shastra. Remember that? Shiksha, Niruktam, Vyakaranam, Chanda Shastram, Kalpa Shastram. Kalpa Shastra is fifth Vedanga in which four or five major parts are there, of which the first one is Grihya Sutra. Second one is Shrauta Sutra. Shrauta Sutra directly connected with performing Yagas and Yajnas. You know Putra Kameshti Yaga, Vajapeya Yaga, Ashwamedha Yaga. Right from Ekaha, one day Yaga, to Sahasraha, thousand day Yaga. These are all explained in Shrauta Sutra. Shrauta Sutra. Now very rigid rules are there to be performed. And that rigid rules, those rigid rules are given in Shrauta Sutra. A common man is concerned, Shrauta Sutra does not mean much for him. If he is not very much interested in going to the anthropological, psychological aspect of the Shrauta Sutra mantras and rituals. But for a common man, Grihya Sutra is very important because all the 16 sacrament, he has to perform according to how it is written. Second in the Kalpa Shastra inside comes Shrauta Sutra. And third comes Dharma Shastra. India is India because of this Dharma Shastra. So Dharma Shastra is also known as Smriti. Many people have got the wrong impression that Smritis are obsolete and other thing. When I happened to go to Canada and Manitoba University, a 1 century old auditorium, in the top of that auditorium it is written, the first lawmaker is Manu, Manitoba University, in the auditorium. 1 century old auditorium, in the top of which it is written, the first lawmaker as Manu, Manusmriti. Many people wrongly think that when everything given in Manusmriti is obsolete. Quoting one or two lines, people say it is very, very retrograding, bad and so on. This is the ignorance. Anyway, you have got the freedom to think whatever you want to think. You have got the freedom to analyze whatever we want to analyze. But the fact is that Every rule given in the Smriti or Dharma Shastra is connected with the individual, connected with the family, connected with the society, connected with the nation, connected with the international relation. Not merely nation, beyond the nation it goes. So the India, we always used to say, Na rajyam na raja asit na dandyo na ja dandinaha dharmena iva praja sarve rakshandisma parasparam. So the explanation given here is very important. There is nothing like what we call a country. Na rajyam, na raja asis. The need of a king was not there. The need of the boundary for a country was not there. The need of a king was not there. Na rajyam, na raja asis. Na dandyo, na cha dandina. There were no people whom to be punished. There were no people who gives punishment. So receiving punishment and giving punishment, nobody does it. Why it is so? Dharmena eva sarve prajaha. Sarve prajaha dharmena eva parasparam rakshandisma. They were protecting each other through dharma. So, dharma was the base of India. It was not politics which was the base of India. India was never a political country. That is why there were so many small countries. They were sharing, caring and curing each other. And no problem at all. Only the English people brought the concept of the politics. And E.M. Shankaran Nambudiripad type of people thought that when India is a federation, not a country at all. And our cultural traits in Kerala may be different from Assam, may be different from Rajasthan, but these are all focusing on one point. That is the cultural aspect of India. Bharatam is a Sanskritic nation. Janma Bhumi, Punya Bhumi, Karma Bhumi, Yajna Bhumi, Jnana Bhumi, Pitra Bhumi and so on. So India was one, India is one and India will be one, because Himalayam Samarabhya Yavat Indus Sarovaram Tam Devanarmidam Desham Hindustanam Prachakshate. Right from Himalaya to Indian Ocean, that country is created by the divine power itself, and that country is known as Hindustanam. Asindo Sindhu Vedyanda Yasya Bharata Bhumikaha Matra Bhuho Pitrabhuschaiva Savai Hinduriti Smrita. Those who are considering this land as their Matra Bhuho Pitrabhuho, motherland and fatherland, those people are known as Hindus. Hindu Dharma is not a religion, it is the way of life. So Dharma Shastra explains correctly and completely every aspect of a country, including financial transaction, the commercial, the industrial things, the psychological, the sociological, the anthropological and economical aspect, plus the rules and regulations to be followed by the law abiding by the system, the judiciary, the king, the minister. So we have got Raja Dharma, Amatya Dharma, Nyayadhiva Dharma, Purohita Dharma, Acharya Dharma. So if you put all the Dharma together, Raja Dharma plus Amatya Dharma plus Purohita Dharma plus Acharya Dharma plus Matra Dharma plus Pitra Dharma plus Putra Dharma plus Putri Dharma plus Patni Dharma plus Bhartra Dharma plus Pitra Dharma plus Paula Dharma plus etc. That the aggregation of all these dharma is equal to Sanatana Dharma. Is equal to Sanatana Dharma. So each fellow has got a dharma. Dharma means dharayati iti dharma. What is directing you, what is guiding you, what is protecting you, what is elevating you. That is what is known as dharma. So is the English translation of dharma, is nothing but a duty plus responsibility plus privilege of an individual. Duty plus responsibility plus privilege of an individual is known as his dharma. He has got a vyakti dharma, he has got a kudumba dharma, he has got a vyavaharika dharma, he has got a rashtra dharma too. So there are nearly 100 words connected with the dharma. Vyakti dharma, audyogika dharma, samuha dharma, kudumba dharma, rashtra dharma, patni dharma, bhartra dharma, pitra dharma, matra dharma, putra dharma, bhagini dharma, and so on. All these dharma put together are explained in dharma shastra. The dharma shastra, it is not one book. For Christians only one book is there. They think that everything is available in that. And Muslims also think that everything is available in Quran. It is wrong, because knowledge is continuously changing and change is the rule of the nature. Being different is the rule of the modern business, according to Peter F. Drucker, who was the dean of Harvard University MA. Then also Jovan Margareta, she is a fantastic management professor. You can also see Jack Welcher and Immel. They were all saying about change. So being different is the greatness of India. We have got so many Vedas, not one or two or four Vedas. Rig Veda itself 27 branches, recensions. Yajur Veda 108 recensions. Sama Veda 1001 recensions. Atharva Veda 52 recensions. Somebody may be asking, why you have got so many literature? Human beings need so many literature. If you think that when everything is available in one book, you are outdated. Whatever knowledge needed for human beings cannot be given in one book. How can you think that when the whole chemistry can come in one book? How can you think that the whole physics will be coming in one book? Even a small branch like microbiology, there are 1 million books in the world. So how can you say the religion, the spirituality, customs and rituals and aspect can be given in one Bible? How can you think that when the whole literature needed for the Muslims are given in one Quran? And not only that, can we say that when the Muslims are living according to Quran? Can we say that when the Christians are living according to the rules and regulations given by Jesus Christ or in Bible? They have changed. But Hindus, you can see that change is not only in the day-to-day life, but accordingly changes are written in the books also. That is the reason why we have got a 2000 literature. We have got about 10,000 commentaries. We have got nearly 1 lakh sub-commentaries in different regional languages in India. So Dharma Shastra gives you all aspects connected with the duty, responsibility and privilege of an individual. Dharma Shastra is the part of Kalpa Shastra. So Kalpa Shastra has got Grihya Sutra, the rules and regulations connected with the family member. It has got a Shrauta Sutra, the rules and regulations connected with the mantras, also connected with the performance of yagas and yajnas. Dharma Shastra, rules and regulations connected with the individuals, the family members, the society, the nation and beyond the nation, human beings. And we have got Sulba Sutra. All Vedic geometry come under Sulba Sutra. Vedic geometry come under Sulba Sutra. And we have got Prayaschitta Vidhi. Anything wrong you have done, or anything done has gone wrongly. We used to say in modern management, the thing should be efficient and thing should be effective. Two things are there. So when you are efficiently doing the things, or when you are effectively doing the things, if there are corrections, omissions and deviations, you have to perform the Prayaschitta. The Prayaschitta Vidhi is also given in Kalpa Shastra. So remember that Kalpa Shastra is a huge volume of book. The fundamental books are Bauddhayana Kalpa Shastra, Katyayana Kalpa Shastra, Apattamba Kalpa Shastra and Manava Kalpa Shastra. Bauddhayana Kalpa Shastra is the oldest one. Apattamba Kalpa Shastra comes second one. Katyayana Kalpa Shastra comes the third one. Manava Kalpa Shastra comes the last one, the fourth one. So inside which we have got Bauddhayana Grihya Sutra, Bauddhayana Dharma Sutra, Bauddhayana Shrauta Sutra, Bauddhayana Sulba Sutra. గృహి సూత్ర, శ్రౌత సూత్ర, ధర్మసూత్ర, సుల్భ సూత్ర, ప్రాయశ్చిత్త విధి యాజ్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్డ్ బై బౌద్ధాయన ఆచార్య, యాజ్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ బై ఆపస్తంభ ఆచార్య, ఆపస్తంభ గృహ్య సూత్ర, ఆపస్తంభ శ్రౌత సూత్ర, ఆపస్తంభ ధర్మ సూత్ర, ఆపస్తంభ సుల్భ సూత్ర అండ్ ఆపస్తంభ ప్రాయశ్చిత్త విధి. ఆల్ ద సుల్భ సూత్రాస్ ఆర్ కన్సాలిడేటెడ్ బై ఇండియన్ నేషనల్ సైన్స్ అకాడమీ, గివెన్ ది ఇంగ్లీష్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ ఆఫ్ దాట్ ఆల్సో. దీస్ బుక్స్ ఆర్ అవైలబుల్ ఇన్ మోతీలాల్ బనార్సిదాస్ అండ్ చౌకంబ. రిమెంబర్ దాట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ దాట్ ఈజీ ఫర్ ఎ కామన్ మ్యాన్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ ఎక్సెప్ట్ ధర్మశాస్త్ర. These are all very complicated books. Only the scholars can understand even the Sanskrit meaning of that. So my request to you, understand about Kalpa Shastra. Then comes Shravata Sutra. Then comes Jyotisha. That will be explained tomorrow. So I was just recollecting Shiksha Grandha, Nirupta Grandha, Vyakarana Grandha, Chanda Shastra Grandha and Kalpa Shastra Grandha, in which I have explained something about Dharma Sutra today, and tomorrow or next day I will be explaining about Shravata Sutra to you and also Grahya Sutra. So Dharma Sutra is the way of the life of India. Everyone followed. Bhishma Pitamaha told in Bhishmopadesha, Dharma Rakshati Rakshitaha Dharma Meva Hatoham. Those who are protecting Dharma, the Dharma will be protecting them. Those who are annihilating, destroying Dharma, the Dharma will also destroy them. That is Bhishma Pitamaha's message. So, in Mahabharata war also we say Dharma Yuddha, because it is for protecting the Dharma of the nation. The brothers and family members did the Adharma, the other part of family members protected the Dharma even by annihilating their own family members. Why they annihilated, killed the family members? Dharma is more important than the family relation. This nation stood, this nation could withstand the tornadoes of the attack of the Muslims and Christians from different countries, right from Muhammad Ghazni, Muhammad Ghori, Timur and so on. Later, the French, the Portuguese, the Dutch, the Spanish, and the English people came here, tried to butcher Indians for following the Dharma. But India stood all this volcano rupture only because this country is known as Dharma Rajya. This country, the backbone of India is Dharma. Everyone lived with the Dharma, whether you go from Kerala to Kashmir or Kashmir to Assam or Tamil Nadu to Rajasthan or Gujarat to Nagaland, you can see our Dharma protects us. Now the change is due to the severe conversion taking place in India, spearheaded by 42 lakhs of Christian missionaries from Kerala. Kerala is converting India into Christianity by cheating, crookedness and all type of corruptions, and the support of ministers who has got Hindu name, but originally they are Christians. Because of the conversion taking place all over India, the value of Dharma is dwindling and many other things importance are coming down. And my request to you, scientifically, logically, rationally try to understand and refine through addition, deletion, modification and correction, and then adopt it and adapt it according to the need of the 21st century, and then let our Hindu Dharma protect us, and let us protect the Hindu Dharma, and let us live for our country and also for our Dharma. These two things should be ultimately focused by us, our Dharma and our country. This country protected us for the last 9,000 or 10,000 years, and we protected the country for the last 10,000 years. It is parasparam bhavayanda shreya paramavapnuyat. It is complementing, coexisting, cooperating, and not at all contradicting, not at all conflicting, and not at all confusing, so that we can live a life sharing, caring and curing. Bring the Christians towards Hindu fold. Bring as many Muslims as possible, those who are interested in understanding Hindu Dharma. You learn and teach them whatever you know about it. But remember, it should not be superstitious. It should not be illogical. It should not be irrational. It should be rational, logical and scientific. Our forefathers have never explained anything without a scientific meaning. Our ignorance forced us to believe in the superstition. So it is our mistake, not the mistake of our forefathers. They have done everything scientifically. And it may not be explained the way in modern science is explained, but it can be explained according to the modern science. So it is the rule, it is the duty of the scientists, duty of the engineers, duty of the science people to learn thoroughly and understand it and explain Indian heritage in the true spirit of science, spirituality, psychology, sociology, anthropology, and so on. With these words, I would like to explain my deepest gratitude to the listeners. We are uploading all these messages in the YouTube. Kindly visit it. Go through different uploaded messages in Malayalam, English, and Hindi. My pranams to you. Thank you very much.